Women in Africa are some of the most productive farmers. The productivity of African farms, when left to women's indigenous knowledge, is much higher than the Green Revolution could ever achieve, as long as you assess productivity in terms of 100 crops on the field, rather than one monoculture of maize.
And what's exciting is that there's a whole lot of women, must be thousands of women. It's great seeing women out to the streets. Personally and professionally, I never think that people taking to the streets is a waste of time. What's important is that for people to think about what they're, you know, what they're doing. For me, seeing all these women around, just together in one, you know, like one, and like thousands and thousands. I mean, the men folk are here too, but what's important is that women come together as a force.
What's happening in the ex-Soviet Union? Every woman had work. Today, most of them are being trapped by mafias into sex trade. They're offered jobs as teachers and workers, smuggled into Western Europe. Half of them survive, most of them are killed. But the only job available is trafficking in their bodies. Now, an economy in which farmers commit suicide or sell kidneys, women and children become the objects of traffic for the sexual industry, it's not a prosperous economy. It's a perverted economy. It's an economy that needs to be removed with most intense mobilization. Because if we are committed to the dignity of human life, and we are committed to the notion that everyone has a right to security of every dimension, then we cannot have the millions being pushed into that kind of violence in their everyday life.
And the last thing that was on just before the march went off into the city was the women's action, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. It was fantastic.
Worldwide Wonder Women.
Good vibe. Yeah, it was really, really positive. Just really good energy, really good weather. I think that really helped. It's sort of the best weather we've had for the 3 days. Probably up to 200 women holding a letter each spelled out. The words 1,500 years for an Indonesian Nike worker to earn the annual wage of a Nike CEO, and held that up loud and proud. It was really beautiful, symbolic moment.
And we care very much about our sisters and brothers in the developing world, where women cop the shit of what's being handed down by corporate mindsets and by government Hitlers.
There's a lot of deals done in the World Economic Forum, which is about reducing workers' conditions and health and safety and other protections. And I think it's very important that we highlight particularly garment workers, which is one of the most globalised industries in the world, and mainly affects women.